Kof Vov Kislev, Beis Chanukah, Friday the 29th of November, Rabbi Shimon Grun, the link between Yosef HaTzadik and Chanukah.
Good morning everyone, good Chanukah. Today is Erev Shabbos Parshas Miketz, which is also Shabbos Chanukah. As is known, Chanukah always falls over Parshas Miketz. And even Shabbos Chanukah almost always, except on very rare occasions, is actually Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Parshas Miketz, but the Seder of Miketz definitely always falls over Chanukah. We find an interesting connection between the Inyan of Chanukah and Parshas Miketz already in the early Rishonim. The Agos Modcha writes, I'd read out the Loshon, Shani Yomtev HaKosev, I Yomtev, the writer, the author, Kibalti Simon Achav Parshas Miketz. I received a tradition, there's a Simon, a Remez, in Parshas Miketz. The Pasuk says, Utvoyach Tevach V'ochim. The second round time, the time round when the Shvatim came to back to Mitzrayim, to see Yosef HaTzadik, to purchase Tavua. And Yosef met them at the doorway, and he told Menashe, who was the manager of the household, that he should slaughter a shechta animal, v'hochen, and prepare it for a feast that he was going to have with them. So the remez is, of the word tevach v'hochen, which means the slaughtering, the shechting, and preparing, the ois ches mitevach, the last letter, the ches, from the word tevach, v'ateva v'hochen, and the word v'hochen, you take all those letters together, heim oisiyas Chanukah, these are the letters of Chanukah. And he continues further, osmach, this is a mekoyer, where we find the Inyan, l'sudash oitzim Chanukah, this is a remez to the sudas, the Inyan of Mishte, that we make on Chanukah, it's a minig, to have sudas on Chanukah. This is a makor for it. Because we say, Tvayach Tevach, that Yosef made a suda, and we've got the letters of Chanukah here. And he continues even more, if you count up the gematria of the letters of Tvayach Tevach, the gematria Mem Dalet is the gematria of 44, Kemoy Haneris, like we know, including if you add up all the lights on Chanukah every night, including the Shamas, we end up with 44. So this is also another remez in this pasuk to the Inyan of Chanukah, because the gematria 44, that's the amount of neiros that we light on Chanukah. Question arises, although we understand that there's a connection of Parshas Miketz to Chanukah, since, as we mentioned, Miketz, Parshas Miketz, always invariably falls over Chanukah, but there must be a significance. Where does the significance lie in the actual connection between this pasuk and this story of Yosef and the Shvatim? Where does that connect? And what's the significance in that in regards to Chanukah? So in order to understand this, one can look further at the pasuk. Take a look further. As we said, the pasuk says, Tvayach Tevach Vachim, Yosef said, he commanded that they should, Menashe should prepare the Suda for the Shvatim. The Medrash on this pasuk says as follows, V'hochein, prepare, V'ein V'hochein Ela Shabbos. When we find the inyan of preparing is for Shabbos. Because as we know, on Erev Shabbos we have to prepare for Shabbos. We can't rely on doing things on Shabbos, we can't do things on Shabbos, we have to prepare for Shabbos. Just as the pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, V'hoyo b'yayim ha'shishi v'echinu, that the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Eden that they should prepare on Friday, they should have the extra month and prepare what they need for Shabbos. Hador Omro, this teaches us, Sheshoma Yosef is a Shabbos, Koidim Shaleitin Osin. Yosef kept the mitzvah of Shabbos even before it was given to the Eden. Even before Matan Torah, before they were given it in Morah, nevertheless, Yosef already kept the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's what the Chazal tell us is lying and this pasuk is merumas and teaching us in the inyan of Ayah Yosef, and he said v'hocha and prepare. Well, Ni's explanation is that although we're saying there's a chiddush that Yosef kept Shabbos before it was given, but we must understand what is the specific chiddush that Yosef kept Shabbos. The Gemara says in Yoma that the Ovis kept the whole Torah. Avraham Avinu kept even Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara says. So we already find that the Ovis Hakdoshim kept the Tariq Mitzvahs. So why specifically now is the Torah teaching us in this Chazal that Yosef kept the Mitzvah of Shabbos? What's the extra chiddush in this? And why Dafka the Inyan of Shabbos? What do we find that Dafka Shabbos Yosef is keeping? The whole Torah the Ovis kept. What do we see in this? Why is this teaching us? One can explain, this can be understood according to the explanation of the Ramban in Parshas Toldos. Ramban in Parshas Toldos on the Pasuk of Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli explains, where it says there that Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs, and Chazal on that explain that he kept the whole Torah ready before he was given. And Ramban is of the opinion that when the others kept the Torah, even though it hadn't yet been before Matan Torah, it was together. It was in a status of Einu Mitzuveh V'Oise, because really the Ramban holds halachically the others had a status of a Ben Noyah. They weren't considered to be a proper din of Yisrael, like the Yidden after Matan Torah. The halachic status was of Bnei Noach, like Lahavdil of the Goyim before Matan Torah. And therefore, that they kept the Tariq Mitzvahs was really an extra chumrah on their behalf that they kept. And it was something together, Einu Mitzvah V'Oisim, means something extra, something the Flemishers had in. They're not commanded, even though they weren't commanded to keep the Torah, because the halachically they were like Bnei Noach. Nevertheless, as a chumrah, something extra, they kept Tariq Mitzvahs. Ramban continues to explain, with that we can understand why Yaakov Avinu married Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Leah were really two sisters. Al Pi Torah, it's forbidden to marry two sisters. How could Yaakov Avinu be over that mitzvah of the issa of marrying two sisters? Explains Ramban, since the others were keeping the Torah only as an extra, as Einu Mitzvah V'Oise, something which was the Pnimishur Sadin, extra stringency, this only applied to them. They only kept this in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael, that's the Ikka Mokum of Ashros HaShchina, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel resides, and that's the place, the main place to keep Torah. Avada, after Matan Torah, we have to keep the Torah everywhere. But before Matan Torah, this extra Inyan of keeping the Torah was only in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, Yaakov Avinu only was married to Rachel and Leah in Chutz La'aretz. As we know, Rachel Imenu was nifted just as there before on the arrival of Yaakov Avinu to Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, Amram married his Yecheved, who's his aunt, that was also in Chutz La'aretz. That's how the Ramban explains the Inyan of the others keeping the Torah. It was something extra, and they only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban continues and explains something regarding Yosef, which we just saw in our parasha. And he says that Yosef, that we see in the Medrash, that he kept Shabbos before it was given, that was something extra. Because like we said, the Ramban says that really in Chutz La'aretz, the others did not keep the mitzvahs. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So why do we see in this pasuk that the Medrash is saying that Yosef kept Shabbos? The Ramban adds the explanation, Yosef the mitzvah of Shabbos is as choshev, as important as all the mitzvahs together. Why? The mitzvah of Shabbos through which we bear witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's the extra importance of the mitzvah of Shabbos. And Yosef will do this, lelamed his banav, to teach his children emunah asprias olam, the emunah that we have in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, lehoitzi melibam, and to take away from their hearts kavanas avodah zarah, v'deus hamitzrim, to bring them distant and then to be marking them. They shouldn't have any influence from the Avodah Zorah and the bad opinions of the Mitzrayim, where they didn't believe in Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating and running the world. So due to that importance of the Mitzvah of Shabbos, even in Chutz Aretz, where the others did not keep Shabbos, did not keep the Mitzvah out of the Mitzvahs, but the Mitzvah of Shabbos Yosef kept because of the importance of showing their Mun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and created the world, and to keep away from the evil deus of the Goyim and Avodah Zorah. According to that, we can understand that's what the Chiddush, that the Chazal are teaching us. That because of this, although in Chutz Aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, they didn't keep the Ovis, the Ovis did not keep the Torah. Nevertheless, the Mitzvah of Shabbos Yosef did keep, as we said, to show the Munah to that all his descendants should be influenced by the Inyan of Shabbos and have a Munah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. According to that, although we understand the Inyan, what Chazal is saying is, we still have to have an understanding, why do we find this specifically by Yosef? Why only by Yosef at Tzadik do we find this Inyan, that Yosef kept Shabbos before it was given? Why do we not find it by the other of us? There must be something specific which signifies that Yosef had this maila of keeping Shabbos, although the others did not keep the rest of the mitzvahs of Chutz Aretz. How can we understand that? The way to explain this inyan of Yosef, we have to look at a different chazal at the beginning of this week's parsha regarding Yosef. The pasuk says, which the Medrash brings down, Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem evtachoi. Praiseworthy is the person who places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash, Zeh Yosef. This refers to Yosef. Yosef placed his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk continues in Tehillim, V'lo yipom al rehovim. He didn't. Who's praiseworthy? Someone who doesn't turn to evil people. The Medrash explains, Alidei she'om al sa'a mashkim. Through that Yosef said to the Sa'a mashkim in the end of the last week's Sedra, Sechaltani v'Sechaltani, he asked him to be mentioned by Paroi. Because of that, because Yosef said that to Sa'a mashkim, Nitosev lo beishonim, an extra 2 years in the Beis Asurim, in the prison, in Paroi's, the Boir Asurim, was added, and he had to stay an extra 2 years there. Those are the words of the Medrash. All the Mefarshim find it very difficult, this Medrash, for two reasons. Firstly, we see in the Medrash that the Chazal say that there's a taina, the Chazal saying there's something wrong, the fact that Yosef asked to be remembered by Paroi. All it is that was asked of Ashkim that if you can, just remember me to Paroi and mention my name, that I should be saved from this terrible situation that I'm in. Why is that a taina on Yosef? We find that the Chazal say that hishtadlus, to do something in which is a piderech ateva, something one needs to do in order to achieve something, for panosa or for other things, it's mutter. Like Chazal say, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Ve'erach alikim, Ve'erach Hashem alikach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless you b'chol asher taseh. In everything that you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you blessing. The Chazal say, we learn from there that it's permitted for a person to do something which shall be derech ateva, that's what's needed to achieve the result. So if it's shtadlus, they're being oisik in something to do something to achieve the desired results is permitted. So why is that a taina? Why does the Chazal say that it was something questionable that Yosef just asked the Sa'a Mashkim to mention his name? How can that be? How can it be that there was something wrong with Yosef to do that? Furthermore, Ni's understanding is the Medrash seems to contradict itself. We say on one hand, we start off saying that praiseworthy is a person who does trust Hashem. And we say, who trusts Hashem? That's Yosef. And then we continue and we say, V'lepon al-Rahovim, that there was a taina on Yosef, that Yosef asked to be mentioned. There seems to be a contradiction. If Yosef was this person who trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why are we saying that there was something wrong in Yosef? these two, how do we reconcile these two things together? The Mefarshim explained the Medrash, the Beis Halevi in particular, and Aderech, the other Mefarshim, to understand this Inyan. The Shem Shmuel brings down from the Sforim that Yosef HaTzadik was a Bechinah of Shabbos. What does it mean that Yosef was a Bechinah, had the Inyan of Shabbos in him? Why do we say, in what way do we mean that Yosef is Shabbos? We know that Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Like we just mentioned from the Ramban, that Shabbos is when we bear witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore it's Me'en Olam Haba. It's something which is Lemala Miderech HaTeva. It's above the realm of nature. It doesn't go with the laws of nature, because there we're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and above, who's above the laws of nature, he's the one who really runs the world. That's the inyan of Shabbos of Me'en Olam Haba and the Malam Derech HaTeva. And that's why on Shabbos we don't do any malacha, to signify this important inyan, that there's really, although we see visibly it looks like there's nature, but Avada, definitely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the world, and Olam Haba, the whole inyan of Olam Haba is Lemalam Derech HaTeva, above the laws of nature. Yosef HaTzadik reached such a lofty stature, he was such a great tzaddik, that he was constantly the Bechina, he was always, the whole time, he was this inyan of Shabbos. He was always in the matzah of the bechina of lemala miderech hateva. He was always so in trust and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was always in this realm of lemala miderech hateva, me'en olam haba. With that, the Mefarshim explained the Medrash. Yosef, since the Chovos HaVavos writes, although we just said that Hishtadlis is permitted in order for Parnosa, it's permitted to do things in order to achieve what's needed, but that depends on the level of Bitochen, level of trust that a person has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who's on a high level of Bitochen, since he has such a high Madrega and such a extreme level of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him, the Hishtadlus which is permitted to do, what he's permitted to do is much less, because since he's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him he doesn't need that amount of Hishtadlus in order to achieve, because he knows, and he's so in trust with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a minimal amount, he still knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything and doing everything, so for him, Taka, he can only do that small amount, he can't do more that corresponds with his level of Bitochen. Therefore, explain the Mefarshim, since Yosef, like we see, he's the Bechina of Shabbos, he's the Bechina of Me'en Olam Haba, he was in such a high Madrega, and he always understood, and he always was appreciated the Inyan of Me'en Olam Haba, that the Malam Derech HaTeva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly running the world, for him, even the minimal of Hishtadlus, the minimal amount of just saying to the Sa'ar Mashkim that I want you to mention my name to Paroi, since he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and had such a madrega of Bitochen, and he was so in the Inyan of En Olam Haba the whole time, he was above the Derech HaTeva. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running everything. So for him even to mention anything on his high madrega, since Yosef was in this very, very high madrega, for him just to say this was already something according to his level, which Chazal say, Kafir's madrega, he shouldn't have said that. Therefore, we can understand the meaning of the Medrash. That, Adarabba, therefore, because Ashrei HaGever Asher Shom Hashem Hevtacho, since Yosef was on such a lofty stature, and since he was a person who was a Bechina of Shabbos, like the Mefarshim explained, and he was always in the Inyan of trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and always understood that the limit of Me'en Olam Haba, that Shabbos Me'en Olam Haba constantly, That is Yosef. Therefore, only because he was on that Madrega, because he was so great in the Inyan of Bitochen, and in the belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, and Hashkoch as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, V'loi Pana Rehovim, that's why that there was a tain on him for this minimal, we don't understand, the high Madrega of Yosef, this minuscule amount of Hishtalus that he did, just to mention that he should ask, the Sa'ar Mashkim should request on his behalf to Pari. That's all because of we see from there that the true and the high Madrega of Yosef.
I think he's pretty well said that, because he said the double of Zachor is
I see, yeah.
That,
Yeah, that could be also about. It's also on his level. It's only because of it's his level of betachin, and you were so such a high madrega. So that extra lashon was on his behalf was Chazal says something that he shouldn't have been doing. With this understanding of the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik and his high madrega, and he kept Shabbos even before the Torah was given, and that's why Yosef had this maila. We can understand why Dafke Yosef had this maila, that even before the Torah was given, and even in Chutz La'aretz, although the Ovis didn't keep the Torah, but Yosef, since he was such a high madrega, and he always had this maila of Lemalo Mederech HaTeva, he kept Shabbos even before the Torah was given, and even in Chutz La'aretz, like the Ramban explains, because he signified this inyan of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and is constantly running the world. And that although it seems that there's teva, there's nature, but everything's lemalam derech teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true one running, who's running the world. With this, if we go to the Indian of Chanukah, as we know, the Yevonim, there were three mitzvahs which the Yevonim sought to uproot. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. The Sfasemis explains what was the Indian of these mitzvahs. And specifically, he discusses the mitzvah of Shabbos. These mitzvahs symbolize the Indian of Lemala Mederech HaTeva, because Shabbos, like we said, is the Indian of Me'en Olam Haba, Lemala Mederech HaTeva, above the laws of nature, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. The Yevonim, they couldn't bear this thought. They were against the whole Indian of Lemala Mederech HaTeva, the richest of the Yevonim was to say that everything is nature, everything is goes with Derech HaTeva, and that's why they couldn't stand the mitzvah of Shabbos, which Shabbos shows that when the Yidden keeping Shabbos shows to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lemala Mederech HaTeva, and who is the true one who's running the world and created the world, the Yevonim who only believed in Teva and the laws of nature, because of that they wanted to uproot the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Shemila. And he explains more that the difference between the Yidden and the Goyim also is signified in Shabbos, because the Goyim have no connection to the mitzvah of Shabbos. They haven't got this shaychus and this understanding of the lemalam b'derech hateva, that's something which is above the laws of nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And the inyan of me'en olam haba, like we've mentioned, the Shabbos is me'en olam haba, which is also lemalam b'derech hateva. They've got no connection to that. And the Yevonim, the Greeks, couldn't be sovel, they couldn't stand this inyan that the Yidden are different to the Goyim. They couldn't appreciate such inim, because for them everything's the laws of nature. What's the difference between a Yid and a Goy? But since the Yidden who have the mitzvah of Shabbos, and with that they show and they symbolize the mitzvah of the inyan of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true one who runs the world, and everything is really lemalam mederech hateva, and that's what we do on Shabbos. We show that by not doing any melacha. That is why the Yevonim wants to uproot that. And when it came to Chanukah, the Chashmonaim, they had with their Mesiris Nefesh, they were able to overcome and to win over the Yevonim. And on Chanukah, we're commemorating, we're celebrating the Nitzachon, the fact that although the Yevonim wanted to uproot this inyan of Lemala Mederech HaTeva, that Shabbos, that Yidden keep Shabbos, and show the inyan of Me'en Olam Haba, The Chashmonaim with their Mesiris Nefesh, they showed when the Nes of Chanukah happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that his Ava to Klal Yisrael, and the Nisim that happened in the days of Chanukah, with that we taka won over the Yevonim, and we show taka that there is the Inyan of Shabbos, there is the Inyan of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's truly running the world, and everything's Lemala Mederech HaTeva. With this explanation of the Inyan of Chanukah, and also with Yosef HaTzadik, we can understand the connection that we find that the Rishonim say that is in this pasuk of Tzvayach Tevach V'Hochen. But like we said, that in Tzvayach Tevach V'Hochen we have a Mekor and a Smach for the Sudas we do on Chanukah and the Neiris we light on Chanukah. When we have the Sudas on Chanukah and we light the Neiris, we are showing and we're symbolizing this Nitzachon, this winning over the Yevonim that the Yidden showed in the days of Chanukah. And that, like we said, that Yosef, he's the one specifically who signifies this inyan, because Yosef, even before the Torah was given, and even in Chutzaretz, he kept the mitzvah of Shabbos, because he was someone who constantly was the b'chinah of Me'en Olam Haba, who had this inyan of Amalam Derech HaTeva. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that Yosef, who kept this inyan, that's taka what we see at every Chanukah. We're being mechazik again, and we're commemorating and keeping alive this inyan and the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodshenu. So we should taka all be zeicha to, like it says in the pasuk, in the tefillah, that we say that through the hashpahs of Neres Chanukah, we should have the kedusha and be leir b'erachaim, which means that we should achieve the madregas that comes through the Or HaGonos of Chanukah, and taka appreciate the inyan of lemalam b'derech hateva, and like we saw in Yosef and Me'en Olam Haba, which all be zeicha to brachas and yeshuas.